Okay, so as many of you know, I've recently retired from my micro gym at the ripe old age of 35 years old. No, I didn't sell it, and I sure as fuck didn't go out of business. I actually was able to retire due to the success of my micro gym and then the allocation of the revenue I made into purchasing commercial real estate. That building I bought back in 2016 made for a great home for my business, but I knew one day that someone would come along and offer me a lot more money to lease it from me. So now I'll be sitting back, collecting mailbox money, not having to work anymore, but I will still be doing this, creating content to help micro gym owners. But now that I've actually accomplished what very few owners have, I want to walk you through it step by step. Micro Gym University is currently open for enrollment leading up to the release of MGU 301. See, currently we have two tiers of courses inside of MGU, 101 and 201. But now I'll be releasing the courses that will take you through the exact process in order for you to purchase your own building and carve out your own personal wealth path. And no, you don't need a ton of money or have some rich Uncle Larry to make this happen. What you do need is the desire to pair your hard work with the smart work that I'm going to lay out for you. Listen, guys, MGU is $50 a month. Cancel anytime. You can literally pay for 1 month, binge watch 25 hours of course content, and then cancel, no problem. But we will be releasing MGU 301 before the end of the year, and there's a very high likelihood that we're going to be raising prices very soon. So please go ahead, get registered. The link is in my Instagram bio. Dial into the course content that's helped over 1,000 micro gym owners create a better business and be the first in line when MGU 301 drops.
What is up, guys? It is Stu, and it is another episode of the What the Fuck Gym Talk podcast. How do you deal with stress? Because I'll tell you this, I just left the dentist. When I get stressed, I get these mouth ulcers, and they're the fucking worst. I don't know if anybody can relate to this shit, but I get these, you know, what do you call them, a canker sore? I don't get one. The starting five of their basketball team in my fucking mouth. It's horrible. And I have to go to the dentist, and they have this like black magic goo that essentially like chemically cauterizes the wound or the fucking, you know, the ulcer. It burns like a bitch for a second, but then it's just fucking heavenly when that pain is gone. And any of you guys who have ever got this is, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But like, physically, that's the manifestation of my stress. And I've been stressed enough in my life that I'm able to predict it. And as I was kind of leading into the closing days of, you know, finalizing my deal that allowed me to retire, you want to talk about stress levels, stress to the fucking, to the max. It was a long, like, 3-month period of a very high level of stress trying to figure out the right deal and negotiate. And I turned down a nearly $4 million purchase offer so that we could hopefully get a better lease deal, which we ultimately did. And so, I mean, it all worked out. But here's what I want to talk about: stress. Stress is a part of life. It's a, you know, if you work out, you're causing purposeful stress to your body for adaptation in business. To say that you're too stressed out because of your business, in my opinion, is kind of like an oxymoron. Listen, businesses are meant to be stressful because it is constant problem solving. And there will always be constant problems, some foreseeable and predictable, others come out of left field and punch you in the face. But that is what you sign up for. So to be like, oh my God, I'm so stressed. I didn't know it'd be like this. That's like a fucking, I don't know, a construction worker in West Palm, Florida, being like, I'm so hot. Like, well, dude, you fucking do construction outside in jeans and a fucking long sleeve rash guard and a fucking helmet. Like, of course you're hot. What'd you think? You get to do construction in the air conditioning? Like, motherfucker, like, guys, it's what we signed up for, right? Now, there's ways to lower stress, but even when you lower stress on all the low-hanging fruit that allows you to, you know, eliminate stress, you will always have it. And if you listen to anyone who's like, oh, I own a business and it's stress-free, they're full of shit. They're just, you know, putting on this persona in front of you because they want you to think that they have it 100% figured out for whatever reason. So I want to talk about stress and dealing with it. I can only speak from my experiences. So a lot of you guys know, I like to drink. Big fan of whiskey, love beer, really got into seltzers recently. And not like, not just like the White Claw bullshit, but like craft seltzers. Charlotte, North Carolina, where I'm at, like literally right up the street from where I live, is, I think it's the country's first craft seltzery. So got really into that shit. Yeah, I like to drink. I like to party. But when I get stressed, I rarely do any of that. Like, I dial that down almost 95%. So some people get stressed, they know, when they go home and they want a glass of whiskey and just to unwind. When I'm real stressed, I don't want any of that. And I think because when I'm stressed, either because there's big decisions to make, there's money on the line, it could be HR, like personnel issues that I'm stressed out about. Maybe it's personal relationships. It doesn't even have to be business. I find that I need 100% of my brain capacity and problem-solving acumen available. 100%. So when I'm getting stressed and I know like I'm undertaking something, and typically like in business, you enter into like periods of stress, not necessarily moments. So one is for some of you guys, here's an example of a client of mine. He's about 2 weeks out from firing one of his head employees for essentially just a serious misalignment in core values. So for 2 weeks, he knows this is going to happen. We've talked about it. We discussed what we're going to do. And now he has got to start finding that new person. He's got to start training that new person. We all know how long it takes to find new HR. So this, I mean, he's going to be going through realistically probably a good 8 weeks, maybe 12 of stress, right? This is a key player in his company. He's, you know, the owner's now going to have to step back into the business a little bit more, which is fucked because he's been 2 years almost fully removed from the business. So it causes stress. Well, that's a period of time. And when you know you're about to encounter a period of stress, not just like momentary, not like getting a speeding ticket. That was a moment, right? Like the toilet overflows at your gym. That's a moment. But like when you know when you're about to step into a period of stress, weeks, if not months, then I think you need to really think about and be self-aware and think about what are the best strategies for you to handle that stress. So I like to smoke weed. I like to smoke weed at night. I like to eat an edible or two. That's when shit gets real weird. But like, you, any of you guys who do this, you understand. Like, it's nice to just fucking kind of unwind and let my brain go somewhere that it has no responsibilities and it's just it doesn't have to bear any burdens or lift any intellectual weights. It's just chill, right? Anyway, that is something I cut out too during times of high stress. Again, I feel I need, during that times of high stress, I need to be dialed the fuck in. Because when we're stressed out, we make emotional decisions, not rational ones. So I will remove most, like 97% of all those, you know, enjoyments I have. I'm not going to call them vices because I fucking love them and I don't see them doing me any fucking harm. I seem to be doing okay. So yeah, but those enjoyments in my life that just, they take my mental edge away, right? It's a fucking Wednesday and I ain't got shit to do with it because I take off Tuesdays and Thursdays. So it's a Wednesday night, nothing really going on. I'm not stressed. Fuck it. Let's go, you know, let's have a few whiskeys and smoke a joint and just have a good night. But fuck, you want to talk about like stressed as shit. I've got meetings with this or that, or I'm whatever the fuck it may be. Yeah, that's when you're going to see me go ahead and be like, nope, I'm getting to bed at 9:30. I'm waking up at 4:30. I'm doing my thing. I'm getting my 60 minutes of training in, whatever it may be. So I'm curious for you guys. What is it that you do when you're stressed? Are you the person who reaches for the bottle, the beer, the joint? Do you binge eat? You know, what is it? Do you need to like Netflix and chill? I've actually been talking to a ton of entrepreneurs. They're like, my drug, seriously, is when I'm stressed, I cannot take it anymore. And I literally sit on the couch and I binge Netflix for 3 hours. Me personally, I can't do it. You guys know my thing. I need to be creating more content than I consume. And the only thing I really want to consume is content, Netflix, blogs, podcasts, that are going to make me smarter than the next guy. That's why I'm where I'm at today. And that's why you listen to this. And that's why I have the thing, because I've been able to, I've had experiences, and I'm able to shine some light and educate and entertain because I'm constantly trying to become the smartest person in the fucking room through either experiences or secondhand learning. So, like, for like, I heard that from someone. I was like, hey, listen, if that's what does it for you, like, that's fine. Perfectly fine. However, the reason you're stressed, and I'm not going to divulge the details of it, but the reason this individual is stressed is because they're not making smart decisions. And it's not that they're not making them purposely. They don't know any better. So wouldn't it be best for you to unwind in a slightly more educational way? Still, sure, go ahead. Catch an episode of fucking Glee or, you know, whatever the fuck you watch. Peaky Blinders. Fucking dope show. God, it's such a good show. But, you know, maybe then you should go read the book on the thing or listen to the podcast about the thing. The thing that's going to help you make smarter decisions. And then you might be less stressed. It's six one way, half a dozen the other, right? Like, I could talk that strategy in either direction. But yeah, I just wanted to share this with you guys. I just got out of this thing, and it was just this physical manifestation. My body, whatever, was stress. And even with the moves I make, like, not doing the drinking, you know, cut back on the marijuana, keep my exercise level credible, you know, keep it high, keep my nutrition on point, get enough sleep. Enough sleep for me, and I know, like, 6 hours, I know everyone says, like, 8. But yeah, like, even with that, I still had a mouthful of fucking ulcers. So, like, stress will always win, but I feel like I put myself in the best position to not let it completely crush me when I'm, you know, when I'm proactive and I'm playing chess, not checkers, and I know shit's coming up. I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to take these things out of the equation. And then once I get through the stressful the period, it's like fucking like, cool. All right, let's go celebrate. Like, let's go. Let me go take a week and just fucking have some fucking fun. Let's go fly here and do this thing. Let's just go relax. Let's, you know, whatever. Have that drink, you know, do what I like. At that point, then you can sit back and relax. As I am not a fan of all or nothing. I believe 100% in moderation. And I just wanted to talk about this stress thing because I, you know, coming out of that doctor's office, he said something to me at the very end there that was, so what are you doing to manage your stress? And that just instantly just, you know, I was like, Doc, how much time you got? He didn't have that much time, so I figured I'd talk to you guys on a podcast. All right, listen, I hope that was helpful, or at least give you some insight. Please shoot me a DM. Let me know what is it that you do to manage your stress, and is it working? Because that's the thing, I have a lot of people say, like, oh, I work out extra twice a day. I'm like, cool, does it help? And they're like, yeah, I feel less stressed. I'm like, okay, well then, yeah, I guess that helped. But did it also allow you to solve the problem? Because if you guys listen to my strategy, it wasn't just, yeah, well, not drinking or smoking and eating well and whatever. That all those things keep me mentally clear. But that mental clarity allows me to make the best decision-making possible to end my stressful period sooner. Okay? So if you're implementing a stress-relieving strategy that is not helping you avoid future stress, you're essentially just putting on a Band-Aid. Think about that really deep. Let's say you're someone who works out twice a day when you get really stressed. Does that help you in the future avoid stressful situations like the one you encountered? No. I doubt it does. Probably you also need to find a way to productively relieve stress that is going to allow you to become the best decision maker you possibly can. All right, guys, that's all I got for you. Hit me in the DMs and let me know how you are handling your stress. Would love to hear it and see if I can't pick up some tips from you guys. Until I talk to you in the next podcast, have a great fucking day.
But real quick, guys, before the end of the podcast, I've got to ask, please, if you take a minute and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're currently listening to podcasts, it would mean the world to me. I think a lot of people glaze over my channel because of the F-bombs or maybe some of the more direct approaches I take in delivering this content to you. And if you have any thoughts as to how this content has benefited you, your fitness business, I would love for you to share them with the fucking world. Guys, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. And I'll see you in the next episode.